Good evening, good day, and hello to one and all. Welcome to a brand new installment of Vision Cast with JC and Preston, your home for technology, topics, and randomness. And we especially want to welcome you to this week's bonus feature. If you're new to the show, there's sometimes where we can't get everything rolled into 1 hour or one episode. That's why we give you 2 a week. So hopefully you all will enjoy and give us feedback. You can subscribe to this podcast and leave us ratings in your favorite podcast app if you haven't done so already. And you can stay connected with us on Facebook at Facebook. Actually, we don't have a username, but you can search for VisionCast with JC and Preston with the and symbol on your keyboard. You will get the latest tech updates, archives, and so much more. I have Danny here with me. By the way, I am Preston. But we do want to welcome back a great friend of the show. He's the creator of the show, and he's the one that went to his first convention for the blind with the American Council of the Blind this past week. And he had a bunch of fun along the way. So I want to welcome back to our panel our good friend and fellow tech freak, JC, good to see you, man. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Hello, everybody listening either live or, well, not live, but pre-recorded. Oh, my gosh. It has been a tremendous week of fun activities, and I just became an ACB member at large as of last week, and before I forget, want to give an extensive shout out to the following folks that might be hearing this. So, these will be in no particular order. I'll start with ladies first, as they always say.
Right.
So, I'm going to start with the birthday girl who just celebrated or is celebrating a birthday, depending on whether she's hearing this or not, Cindy Hollis, Colby Garrison, who I had the pleasure of meeting during the community hospitality sessions, and I'll explain more about that later as Preston, the host, asked me the questions and stuff, and also to my bestie, or our bestie, a.k.a. the singer with the vocalist with amazing vocal pipes, and who is also a karaoke freak like me, Mika White. And I just want to give you a shout out. And of course, to Larry Watkinson, and of course, the man who not only got a chance to finally sing on last night's karaoke for the second time in a row, the man who brung it all together on Clubhouse, Michael Moran. Thank you so much, Michael, and to the entire ACB community, we did it. So thank you. And also shout out to the president, President Dan Spoon. He did a tremendous job on the opening ceremonies or sessions, explaining what the, you know, voting process and all that good stuff, and remote voting, and that's going to happen next year when the convention takes place both virtually and in person in Omaha. This is going to be a big change for all of us next year, but, you know, like I said, I will be highlighting the convention this week. So with that being said, I'm going to mute my mic and I'll let Preston speak. Preston, where are you? I hope he didn't get muted. I hope he didn't mute himself. I hope he didn't mute himself.
Oh, man.
That would be pretty dumb if he did.
Dang.
Dang is right. Let me make sure he's on. Sorry about that, folks. This does happen.
Yep, every so
often. Let me make sure. Okay, you're here.
Since there's a bunch of silence, then this is a perfect moment.
Yeah, I think you can go ahead and speak and wait, and we'll wait until Denny. What am I saying, Denny? What? My first time being back after a long convention hiatus, and this is what I get for being quiet for too long.
Totally unplanned.
Exactly. Well, anyway,
since there's a bunch of silence and stuff like that, this is the perfect time to have a bit of a moment of silence for the lives that have been lost during the protests in Cuba, that have been against the Cuban government. It's been tough. So, moment of silence. Perfect. So, other than that, reintroduce myself for the new listeners. Yeah, I'm Denny, aka H Streets. You could actually find me on many different streaming platforms. I make Christian music, and so yeah. It's a bit of a shameless plug, but you can find me on all the major streaming platforms. As for social media, you'll mostly find me active on TikTok and YouTube. For TikTok, just look for at H Streets Music, and on YouTube, just look up H Streets. That's H-Streets, or look up H Streets Gaming, which is H-Streets Gaming. And so that secondary channel is my gaming channel. So this is a bit of a shameless plug, but on with the program.
I haven't checked out your gaming channel, by the way. I've not checked it out. So I mean, I did check out your music page, but I didn't check out your gaming page.
Okay.
But I will check it out eventually. And TikTok did release an update. It is accessible from last I checked, but not 100%, which I'm dang disappointed. I thought they were going to make accessible, but I guess back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to use it, but then after I was testing it, but then I was like, you know what? I don't need this app. I don't need to use another video app. It's all video and virtual, so I'm not going to even use, you know, because what they do on there, post videos.
Right, and like, you know, it's mostly visual and stuff like that, and with a whole bunch of visual features and stuff like that, it could get to an extent where it could be inaccessible for the blind and visually impaired,
plus they're restricted because you can't go live like right away. You have to have 1,000 followers. That's totally one, understandable if you need more followers, and two, dumb. Because honestly, you can't go live without any follower counts, because if you have 1,000, that's great. If you don't have 1,000, then you're stuck doing videos until you reach that limit, you know. But that's not one of the reasons why I got rid of TikTok. I got rid of it because of its accessibility and its lack of voiceover performance. And you know, even though you could navigate around the home screen by swiping up and down with three fingers to bypass a video, It doesn't offer that much usability from its standpoint of buttons and its, you know, overall usability of tab labeling. I mean, most of the tabs are labeled, like the inbox and the home tab, but the other tabs are not so much labeled. Wah, wah, wah.
Right. It's... Oh, wait. It's a good thing that they actually vocal sound effect, but as you might or might not have noticed, I actually have Share Factory Studio open on my PS5, and it actually has a whole bunch of sound effects. And so let me see if I can actually find that particular sound effect. So here we go. And am I there? There we go.
We can't hardly hear it. It's coming through the speakers. You may have to turn up the volume and such. Oh, that was a good one, but not as...
Yeah.
That was good, though. That was good. Where'd you find that?
Well, like I said, it's on the PS5. There's a program that actually...
Oh, there he is. There's the man of the hour.
Here we go.
I was trying to exit out of the fairgrounds. I had to ask for site assistance.
Yeah, well, no. I was saying, and now I'm gonna shut my. I'm gonna mute. Yeah, I'm gonna mute while and then there was nothing, and you just left.
Like, what the heck?
Well, the reason why I had to call my Lyft driver to see which gate he parked in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, like I said, folks, it does happen. So if you hear some silence in the recording, then please ignore it, because there's nothing that we can do at this point. Things happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, now we're going to get to the convention part. So now I'm going to mute my mic and let Preston ask the questions. Now that he's finally here.
Well, JC, I think my first question has to be, what was your favorite part about the convention? Besides mingling and all that.
Oh, where do I start? Man, it was my first virtual convention ever. It was actually my first one. I have never in the history of, you know, listening to the conventions and listening to, you know, wonderful, talented individuals with the same disability as me, I have not attended any convention. Well, actually, let me backtrack. I have only attended one in-person convention, and that was when I was in high school. And I think you were there for this, Denny, if you remember when we went to open for ATIA in Orlando.
Yeah.
He did the opening for the convention, and I unfortunately was not able to go through to attend the whole conference, but I was able to attend the exhibits and kind of view from my perspective what new products are out. And by the way, at the time they were using Windows XP. This is Dancing Dots. They were using Windows XP, a Windows computer, and JAWS, I think it was version 15. Yeah, it was 15. Yeah, it was 15. And I met Eric, and I met Dusty. I met Dan Clark, who actually retired from training. He actually retired from training as of last year. And that was my only first in-person convention I ever went to. But anyways, that's a side note from that. This is my first ever virtual convention. I've never attended one ever. And the way I heard about it was through Clubhouse. And, you know, Clubhouse is a big thing now. And, you know, I'm on there, Preston's on there, Denny's on there. And it is such a big storm of people coming on and opening rooms. So when I heard of that ACB has its own room or club, I decided to check it out and see what's going on. And then when I was chatting with Larry and Mika and Cindy and everybody in the club, and no, this is not a club where you do you know what. I'm talking about a different type of club. It's a room where we all can gather and stuff. It's kind of like a virtual room. It's like an in-person room, but think of it as like virtual. Anyway, so I went and I opened up. I told them I really want to go to convention, but I don't have the money or resources to pay. And Larry was like, send me your information to community@acb.org. That's the email address if you want to get subscribed to the list, people, for those that are not subscribed. They have a community event schedule where they have different events every single week, and I love it. But I emailed them my information, and they instantly hooked me up. They paid for my membership dues, and not only that, but they paid me to be registered for the 2021 virtual convention. And I couldn't be happier. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I get to...
You're like a kid in a candy store, basically.
Right? Yes. I was absolutely excited. And during the virtual, during the pre-convention party yesterday, Cindy asked me, this was your first time attending a virtual convention and you heard about it through Clubhouse. And I was like, yep, I met you guys through Clubhouse. And that's, you know, where it started. And I'm just super excited about, you know, hopefully attending next year in not Omaha, but in person, and not in person, virtual. I'm planning to attend virtually this next year. And it's really good. I really enjoy having fun and getting to know all the newcomers. And the beauty of it is the hospitality. Oh my gosh. The hospitality that happened during the week was overwhelming, because the people that I met on every single call was absolutely astounding. They were very warming, they were very helpful, they were able to guide me in when to be quiet and when not to be quiet when someone talks or speaks or whatever, and they were very helpful. I'm very impressed. And I do want to give a shout out to Cindy Hollis and Colby Garrison again. Colby Garrison is the assistant service, I hope I get this right, assistant service, assistant community services administrative assistant. I hope I got that right. And she's the one that facilitates with writing the schedule out for the week and sending it to Cindy. And then she sends it out to all of us who are subscribed to the community list. And by the way, if you want to subscribe, you can send an email with your email address to community@acb.org. I'm already subscribed to their mailing list. And every day they post daily events on what's happening, what's going on, what's coming up for the next day, what's coming up for the following day. And karaoke happens to land on Saturdays. So when I'm not doing podcasting, I get to do karaoke with the folks from ACB.
Wow.
And don't worry, y'all. You're sure to grab a slice of it and we'll run on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll try and see if we can run it. If we can't run it, then, oh well, I guess you can listen to it on ACB Media, which, by the way, you can listen to it on ACB Media 5. They stream it on their Channel 5. No, not cable, but it's ACB Media 5. So if you go to acbmedia.org/5, you'll be directed to their Channel 5. And you'll be able to not only listen to the great content, but the community events that happen every single day. Again, check the event, the community events schedule. Yeah, they have a calendar. Check the calendar for times and events and stuff. And check the email, because they send emails every day with their community daily event schedule, which I am very glad to subscribe to. So, you know, I'm just happy that Cindy and Mika and Michael and Larry and just everybody from the ACB community took the time out to put the schedule together, and I couldn't be more happier to be subscribed to the schedule with all the events that are taking place throughout the day. And there's certainly an event that will fancy you. Yeah, I like all events, but sometimes I'd rather do just one event or take part in all of them. I hope I didn't overwhelm people too much. But anyway, what's next, Preston? I mean, I almost called you Preston. Preston.
Well, you got into there at all?
Wait, I couldn't hear you. Your microphone again. Your mic. What you said?
You got into everything. Did you get into any given sessions at all?
Oh, yeah, well, I got into mostly all of them. I didn't get to all of them because the funny thing is my initial plan was to go to karaoke, and that was it. But I was everywhere, and I'm telling you, I was an Energizer Bunny because I was hopping around. I was going from exhibit hall to exhibit hall, from, you know, every session to check out what's new, to make sure they're recording and stuff like that. And, you know, all the sessions turned out great, from at least the ones that I attended. They had a BITS presentation, a technology showcase, part one. I did not attend part two, sadly. I was going to attend part two, but I did attend part two a little bit, but it was pre-recorded. Part two had a demo from Brian Hartchin, who absolutely graced us with his presence every time he comes in. He listens to our conversation and he enlightens us with good feedback and good constructive criticism on what is good and what's not good, what needs to be improved for each session. I just absolutely enjoyed his company on every morning coffee. And yet, morning coffee happened every day of last week at 9 a.m. So yeah, I couldn't wake up in the morning to save my life. I could not get up in the morning to do morning coffee. And I'm not a coffee person. I'm a water/milk person. But overall, it was a great session. I attended that one. I attended the HumanWare session. HumanWare was talking about the new Mantis Braille display, the Mantis 40. Yeah, Mantis 40. As well as the new BI series, BI 40X and 20X, the newest Braille displays that are currently out now. And thanks to its convention specials, they were able to give discounts between, you know, the day. So if you, you know, get a discount, you'll be able to get discounts off of the new Braille displays for convention attendees. And even though I wasn't one of them, because I'm not a Braille user, if you recall, I'm not a Braille user. I am a 100% speech user. I prefer speech rather than Braille, or instead of Braille. And then, you know, but it was really fun. I had fun at the HumanWare session. I finally got a chance to see AT guys. And I finally got a chance to talk to JJ. And I also saw Michael from AT Guys, and I visited Ira. Vispero, I missed most of their sessions because I had a technical problem in getting their email address. But luckily, the community was there to save the day for me because I was having trouble getting the email straightened out. And then once I got the email forwarded by Courtney Smith, which, Courtney, shout out goes to you. Thank you so much for having my back throughout the convention week and giving me some good constructive criticism and good feedback and assisting me and, you know, all those, you know, email problems and all those other technicality problems, or actually, no, not technicality, communication problems, rather, or solving them for me and stuff. But anyway, thanks to that, I was able to get those resolved. And on day two, I was able to start my convention fun. I was exploring the exhibit halls, and I didn't get a chance to see all of them, but I also saw Guidelines and Gadgets. Guidelines and Gadgets are cool. If you know Barry Schuler, I think his last name. Sorry if I butchered it, but it was very good. Guidelines and Gadgets are nice. They have, like, dog accessories, even though I'm not a dog, but but they have like accessories for guide dogs, accessories for canines and stuff. And big shout out to Kobe's dog, River. But anyway, it was a good experience exploring the exhibit halls, getting to know what's new with each of the companies and stuff. And I do have some booked for future podcast interviews. So heads up, people, you will get some interviews. I'm trying to plan them out. I am the behind the scenes guy. In addition to co-hosting, I do behind the scenes now, making sure the interviews are processed, if any. And I give them explanation on what the podcast is and stuff like that. So once all the interviews have been squared away, I will let you guys know. But heads up, soon I will have some ACB members joining us first. Okay, because I really want to get to the companies, but I have to get like the vendors, for example, from like Vispero and all that. But I have to get the ACB community members on deck first, because they are the ones that made this all possible. They've put time and effort into making this convention what it is now, because there was so much hours and so much time and so much energy. And you couldn't believe it. There were so many, and they were absolutely tired after each day. And they were like, no. But seriously, though, they were absolutely tired and exhausted after each convention. But in all seriousness, though, they were amazing. And I put hats off to them, because if it wasn't for them, like I said before, and I'll say it again, if it wasn't for them, this convention would have not gone the way it is now, because they know how to put the convention together from top to bottom. And the one thing I really enjoyed is the community hospitality. It didn't happen on Friday. It didn't happen on Thursday or Friday, but it happened from Monday to Wednesday, and it absolutely was amazing to get to meet all the new people, to chat with them. And there's even this new guy that I met in convention called, his name is Mark, and he goes by the Bluesman because he knows how to sing blues, and he has a country accent. I kind of forgot where he's from because I forgot the state, but he is amazing. He always calls in, he checks in, he talks about his band that he's a part of, the instrument that he plays, the songs that he covers, and we just kind of chat about random stuff. Kind of like what we do here on VisionCast, except it is not recorded. The events, like the social events, are not recorded, but we were able to interact and be able to come in. It's like a welcoming place. We come in and go, and it was amazing. I just love it. And I absolutely loved the flow and the presentations. All the presentations that were going on throughout convention. Like I said, HumanWare did one. Vispero. Guiding Lights and Gadgets had their exhibit halls open. Ira had their exhibit halls open. Mostly everybody. So, whew, that was a mouthful. Preston, are you there with your next question?
I guess not. Oh, no.
Don't tell me he's muted again. I think he's muted. Preston, if you're muted, please unmute.
Can you all hear me now? Sorry.
All good.
I'm going through dead end. But yeah, the rain's nuts up here. Yeah, JC, I'm very glad you had a great convention. I'm very glad you found everything useful and informative. And hopefully you'll be a lifelong returner.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. Like I said, I will attend next year's convention when it's both in-person and virtual, because they're doing it both next year. And the nice thing is the remote voting was nice. They were able to vote remotely on the new electives, like the new president, the vice president, the board, everything. And the voting process was very nice and was very handy. And it was pretty quick. And they had different movies as well. They had one called How He Sees It. They even did the Olympics at the end of convention. And it was amazing. They had like the the Olympics, to the opening ceremony of the Olympics. It was amazing to find that it was audio described. And they even had a podcasting for beginners session. I only attended it a little bit, but then I had to log off because I was focusing on the hospitality community suite on Zoom. So I wasn't able to listen to the whole thing, but I did listen to a little tiny bit of it. And then, of course, to the ACB Next Gen people, I know who you are. So shout out goes to all of you, including Triple G, Greg, who is one of the community members. Yeah, he's amazing. I've spoken to him plenty of times, and the Next Gen people are amazing. And they had the thing going on. I don't know if it's going on now, but I could be wrong on that. That if you join, your membership will last until 2022. So that's pretty good for new Next Gen members, but I'm just a member at large for ACB. But big kudos to Greg, aka Triple G, and to all the ACB Next Gen members. I love you, and the VisionCast team loves you as well. Big kudos to you guys. You all did fantastic with your sessions. You all did fantastic with your social meetups and all that. It was great to finally get to meet all the Next Gen people. And you'll never guess who was actually there. Do you guys remember? Well, Preston, you probably know. David Dunphy?
Oh yeah, he
was there.
He was there all the time. So
he was there. I met him. Oh, I didn't meet him. I reconnected with him, but he probably didn't know who I was because he probably didn't know who I was. But I just said hi and then I left, and then I had to go on to the next session because they were picking up the next person that wanted to speak. So
right,
but I was able to talk for a little bit, and they were talking about if you had a favorite food place, where would you go? And I would say Applebee's. And the funny thing is, he said, do you have a discount? Like, no, I don't work there anymore. I used to work there when I was doing internship. And he's like, well, I guess we won't get the JC discount. That's what he said in the Next Gen session. I was like, what? But overall, he's amazing. He's a jokester. He is absolutely amazing. So David D, aka the guy with good jokes, big shout out goes to you, my brother. Thank you so much for hosting one of the social sessions for Next Gen. You're amazing. You rocked it as always, especially with your good jokes.
Oh yes.
You got any more questions, Preston?
I think I have one more. Did you check out any of the general sessions and the banquet? What did you think of those?
Well, to be honest, I did listen to a little bit of a general session. I did listen to it towards the end when I went to the community hospitality suite. I heard it through one of the members' Echo devices, and I listened to the elective voting and stuff. And it was amazing. Dan Spoon is the president of ACB, and he does a fantastic job at doing those sessions. Very informative, very outspoken, and I'm just impressed. I mean, he did a good job. And oh, by the way, I forgot to mention an auction as well. I don't know if you guys tuned in for that, but the auction, oh my gosh, it was amazing. And they sold tons of items, and a lot of money was raised. A lot of money was raised for ACB. And the first session, or the first segment, was hosted by my favorite singers and besties, Mika White and Cindy Hollis. Woo-hoo! Big shout out to the both of you for doing a splendid job on describing, well, Tamika, I said subscribe. Let me try that again. Describing the items to the listeners, and for Cindy Hollis for doing the bidding. And there was like two more segments after that. And I cannot remember the two people that also did the other segments, but oh, don't worry. Oh, Dan did the second segment. Dan did the second one. Dan did an awesome job on the, and there was two bloopers, and you're going to laugh at this first one. So the auction was going on and we were having a good time. All of a sudden, someone's TV accidentally was on and we could hear it on mute mode. And it was on a channel that spoke in a different language.
Oh no.
Dan was like, whoever has that TV on the wrong channel, please mute. And then I was like, that's not me. I don't have my TV on. Yeah. And then the other blooper, which absolutely was the best blooper to top out all bloopers of this convention. Again, Dan was still on. They were bidding off the next item. And then during that moment, all of a sudden, out of the blue, we hear the iPhone goes off during the middle of the convention.
Oh,
and I was like, whoever could answer the phone. And it's like, Dan was like, I guess no one's getting the phone. I was like, what? I just diehard laughed throughout the whole segment, and the bidding still kept going either way. It was very good, and Dan always has a way of putting good comedy into his auction stuff, especially when they mentioned some of the food items. He was like, that's tasty. I want to take those items. You can take those items home. I wish I had some, or something like that, but Dan is very funny. But overall, the auction, despite the bloopers, the auction was outstanding, and I'm telling you, a lot of money was raised, and there were a lot of items. Two items from Humanware were sold, actually. Two Braille displays, and a couple of other items, including food items. And also, shout-out goes to another member who I forgot to mention, Sirku. Sirku always comes to karaoke on Saturday nights, and one of the ACB members contributed in the auction a CD of her songs, and she is such a beautiful, beautiful individual to this community. She's from Finland, so Sirku, kudos and shout out goes to you. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. You don't know how much we love you all so much. And keep continuing to share great music. I really love your music. And hopefully VisionCast listeners will listen to your music at some point in the future. I hope. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got my questions answered. Janet, do you have any more?
So, what was one of your biggest highlights of the convention?
Oh my gosh, there were so many. My favorite happens to be the karaoke night that happened on Thursday night, and I was so overwhelmed that I got to do this. And in case you missed it, the song that I sang on Thursday was, let's see if I can remember it. It was Home by Daughtry, and I covered it as a dedication to all the ACB members and to the convention goers. And they were absolutely impressed, and I gave a long-winded speech. And what's funny was after my mom heard it, because my mom also streamed it, and when she heard it, I And she was like, "You're giving a speech like you're winning a Grammy. You didn't win a Grammy." Like, okay. like really? And I was like, but they were able to give me good advice for future community calls and stuff like that. And it was pretty good nonetheless. I had a good time. I was able to, and Cindy and Mika shouted my mom out as well. Cause you know, my mom is very, very informative when it comes to giving me good constructive criticism, when it comes to giving me good feedback and stuff. And, you know, I'm very impressed by that. And that was my absolute favorite highlight of convention this year. Apart from attending all the, apart from attending the exhibit halls, listening to the sessions, attending the hospitality community suite and all that good stuff. And also shout out goes to Judy. Judy, you're amazing. Thank you for being the facilitator for every session that we do. And yeah, that's my biggest highlight. The karaoke happens to be the biggest highlight of the convention this year. Pretty similar to what Chris explained during his interview, which if you guys want to listen to his interview on the podcast archive.
That's correct. And we had a great time talking with him. And
Even though I wasn't there in person, which I wish I was, but I was able to facilitate in setting it up for you guys, making sure everything was set straight.
I gave you credit. It's all good.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I do behind the scenes. I mean, even though I do co-hosting now, I now do behind the scenes work as well, making sure everything is all set for whatever interview I have planned.
Right. This a lot of shows or content wouldn't actually be what it is without those who actually do the behind the scenes work. So we highly appreciate what you've actually done in order to actually set that bonus episode up. So
yeah, we will do more. Like I said, I'm planning to get some more up. I'm planning to do some interviews with the ACB community. Some include, I won't give everything away, but some examples include, we're going to do Mika White. Mika is amazing. She's a karaoke freak like me, and she sings amazing. Cindy Hollis is definitely in the list. She sings amazing. She does, mostly she does jazz covers, which I'm very impressed. She did one last night for the community karaoke. That was pretty cool. Really enjoy her delivery of jazz, and Mika sings all different types of music. I won't give anything away just yet because you're gonna have to hear it for yourself. She's on YouTube if you guys want to check her out, and listeners can check her out too. Just type in Mika White karaoke on YouTube. You can pull up recordings. The recordings didn't record actually from the mixer; it actually recorded from her microphone from the crowd perspective. But it sounded pretty good, and she sounds awesome. Just so you know, you're going to be blown away after you hear some of her recordings. I heard it and was mind blown. I was mind blown after hearing her performances or several of her covers.
Okay. This seems very interesting.
Preston, did you mute again?
It seemed like it.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Jeez, man.
Oh, man.
It was at this moment he knew he messed up.
What was that from? I think you got it from a TikTok video.
Actually, like I said, it's all part of Share Factory Studio, which is actually a video editing program on the PS5.
Ah, I get it. Okay, yeah. Wait, I don't have that. I don't have that feature on my. I don't have a PS5.
Right.
My sister's son has PS5. Jaden, he has a PS5.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a game freak. He's a game freak. Like, not me. I'm not a game freak. I'm a tech slash. I'm an audio slash tech freak, as my bio says. So,
right.
Anything related to audio and tech, I actually am a freak at that. So,
right. Like, in fact, as we wait on Preston. I actually gave this demonstration on the on the end of last week's bonus episode, the Sunday one, and I actually gave a bit of a demonstration of the PS5's screen reader, and so yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, they did do a video. They did do a presentation on video game accessibility, which I did attend. Hmm. I forgot to mention that. That was dope. They demonstrated the PlayStation with narrator.
The screen reader.
Yeah, the screen reader. They demonstrated not Minecraft. What's the game? I don't know. What's the name of that game? It was one of those fighting games.
Two games that are really one company that is actually ahead of the game with accessibility is Insomniac Games, because they actually provided some really good features for the disabled in both of their games, Marvel Spider-Man and Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales. And so yeah, they even have it to where they could actually make the icons bigger so you can actually see which way you have to go. It's pretty insane.
Oh yeah. And, oh, it was Mortal Kombat. That's the one. They demonstrated Mortal Kombat with narrator, and I was like, that's dope. I mean, I did check out the video presentation. It was a webinar, and I was like, when I heard that demo, I was impressed. I was like, that sounds dope. Really, I'm really impressed that these game developers stepped up to the plate to make their gaming apps accessible to people with vision loss and stuff. And I was like, wow, I was absolutely impressed after I left that presentation.
Heck yeah.
Hey, JC, not to go off topic for a second, but did you get a chance to check out that Peter Sagal speech?
No, I heard everybody said it. Everyone said Peter did a good job. I didn't get a chance to check out the speech. Like I said, I only went because of karaoke afterwards. I went into the same room, and when the broadcast was over, Jeff was there, and he was able to make sure the recording started. And, you know, when I came in, I started to do karaoke and hang out with the folks from ACB. But I heard everyone commented on the speech, and everyone said that the speech turned out great. And we also had a post convention party on Saturday at 4 p.m. EST, and we were just reflecting on convention, on how everything turned out, and it was amazing. I got a chance to reunite with the community members, and I'm also subscribed to their email list, which, if you guys want to subscribe, again, you can send an email to community@acb.org. Just tell them that you would like to subscribe to the daily list. And then once you subscribe to the daily list, they'll send you emails once per day to let you know what new events are happening every day, so you guys can be updated on the community calls that are happening every day. I'm loving it. I mean, after I just signed up for it, I'm an Energizer Bunny. I keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going.
Yeah, but I mean, at least that's a good thing, because you're getting out of your comfort zone and trying something new, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I am. I am trying something new. I am, you know, getting active into new community events, and, you know, too bad they don't have an NACB in Newburgh. At least I think they do. I think they have one in New York, but I don't think they have one in Newburgh. I'll have to ask next time.
It never hurts to ask. So
yeah, I'll have to ask them next time if they have an ACB. Well, I'm already a member at large, but just in case, if they have one in Newburgh, then I can, you know, take the chance and sign up. Well, not sign up, but kind of check them out and read their page and stuff. But Preston, I'm gonna let you finish off because I'm gonna have to. I'm not leaving anything. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just gonna, you know, hop off a little early and stuff. But I'll let you take the show from there, and then once you're done, you can send it to me, and I'll edit it. So
yep, we'll do. Thank you, JC.
Oh, no problem. I'll see y'all on. Are you guys gonna do the party afterwards? Because I might hop in a little bit on Clubhouse.
Actually, yes, I gotta take care of some stuff here at the here. But when I'm ready, I'll start up and I'll send the invite to you.
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure that's happening. So, guys, I'm leaving for now, at least. But Preston and Denny are still here. They're gonna wrap the show up, and I'll see y'all at Clubhouse later. If not, I will see y'all next Friday for our general episode.
Heck yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, JC, and glad to have you back as always.
Thank you so much, Preston. I'll see y'all later.
All right, see ya. Yep.
Sounds good. Well, all, like I said, I need to take care of some stuff here in my studio, so we're going to wrap this up a bit early. Thank you all for listening and joining us on this bonus feature, which we like to call JC's Convention Experience. Oh, so yeah. He gave us some good insight, and you know, maybe one of these days we will take the plunge and be a convention goer. You never know. That is it. We got to go. VisionCast is being brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. You can learn more and start your own podcast today at www.anchor.fm. That is also where you can find out who does podcast using Anchor. I can tell you one of them is my podcast that I have out with called Radio Connection Live. We talk about anything in airfm related radio broadcasting and so much more. You can find it anywhere your podcast, and we are on social media on Facebook and Twitter looking for Radio Connection Live, and on Twitter is at Radio RCL Podcast. I will scale our old handle. As JC said, we'll be back next Friday for our regular episode. We'll give you more tech updates and whatever else is on our mind. So, Danny, thank you for your help as always. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
And we wish you all a good, safe week. Thank you for supporting us as always and listening. And I got nothing. So until next time, this is Preston saying good day, be safe, be well, and we will see you next time for VisionCast with JC and Preston, available anywhere you get your podcast. Take care.
See you guys.